You're listening to SBS News.
Health authorities along Australia's east coast are scrambling to identify the source of new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19. In Queensland, a flight attendant has tested positive for coronavirus following 2 weeks of hotel quarantine. Authorities suspect the woman, who has since been out in the community, was infected on an Emirates flight from Dubai to Brisbane. Genomic sequencing has confirmed she does not have the highly infectious Delta variant. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says investigations into the exact variant and source of the case are continuing.
We found this case very quickly, we're acting very quickly, and as long as everyone who's been to those venues does the right thing, stays at home, gets tested, I'm very confident we can get through this.
Meanwhile, in New South Wales, Sydney's cluster has grown to 9, with 3 new cases, all close contacts of existing infections. But the fleeting nature of transmission means the virus may still be circulating undetected. Over 24,000 people presented for tests on Saturday, but Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says authorities want to double that figure.
So we've had a couple of the cases that have clearly been in Bondi Junction at the time and around the time that the infectious cases were, but we haven't actually been able to capture that CCT moment where they've intersected. And so that means that the acquisitions probably occurred as people are moving about the Westfields Bondi Junction. That does give us cause for concern because it means that we may not have identified people if people are just looking at particular venues.
The spread of the highly infectious Delta variant of COVID-19 in Sydney has prompted a tightening of restrictions. Masks are now mandatory in all indoor venues in 7 affected local government areas, including Waverley, Woollahra, Randwick, Bayside, Canada Bay, the Inner West and the CBD. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging the public to get tested.
My strongest message to the community is the next few days are critical. Now, we've held off on being more heavy-handed than what we are in relation to what we're asking people to do, but that will depend on what the cases, if any, emerge in the next few days. We just ask everybody not to be complacent. We know everybody's tired, we know everybody's fatigued, all of us are, but we have to keep doing the right thing until we get the vaccine to the majority of our population.
Mask wearing is also compulsory on public transport in Wollongong and Shell Harbour, an hour south of the city, after the area was visited by a potentially infectious person. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded no new cases of COVID-19. And in another breakthrough, clinical trials for Australia's first local mRNA COVID-19 vaccine are set to begin in Melbourne in October. Acting Premier James Molino says it's likely vaccines against COVID-19 will continue to be needed for a long time.
The bottom line is we can never ever be in a situation where in the face of a pandemic, we do not have local capability in terms of developing vaccines. We do not ever want to be in a position where we are 100% reliant on global supply of vaccines. And that's why today is such a critical step forward.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.